are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
All right, and our girlhood feature this morning was speaking when you feel invisible, all right? Now, invisibility is not always about being ignored. It's about being unseen in your full humanity. And for many girls, especially in noisy homes or crowded classrooms, it's easy to feel like your voice does not matter. But the God who saw Hagar in the wilderness sees you. He doesn't just notice you. He names you, he calls you, and he walks with you. Your invisibility is not your identity, and you are not overlooked in the kingdom. Let's get into the conversation. Cynthia Moyer joins us on the line. My sister, good morning. Welcome back to the program.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for making time for us once again. It's always a pleasure speaking with you. I hope you've been well.
Yes, thank you.
Beautiful, beautiful. Now, let's talk about maybe your own personal experience. When was the last time you felt truly seen, and what made that moment different for you?
So I'm just taking a leisure walk,
mm-hmm.
and I'm in a crowded space.
Okay.
And somebody walks up to me, and he asks me just for a couple of minutes of my time. I said, sure, no problem. He says, I'd like to interview you.
Okay.
And the next thing, it's like, oh my words, there's a cameraman.
Like,
he's like, I'm from the national TV. And I'm like, oh, oh. So, okay. So you really want to listen to my opinion? Like,
right. Right, right. And you're thinking, why does anyone care about my opinion?
You're like, okay, I don't think people would notice me.
Yeah.
I mean, like, okay, so you want to really speak to me?
That's very interesting. And I think it's such an easy place to fall into, an easy mindset to fall into. Like, out of all these millions of people on this earth, out of all these people around here, you want to hear from me? That's something. And then I think what happens for many of us also when that happens is that you immediately want to shrink, especially if you're used to feeling invisible. You just want to shrink and you want to say, no. I didn't expect it to go this far. Or this is going a little bit further than I expected.
Yes.
And so how do you respond when you feel invisible? Maybe let's first define what that means when someone feels invisible. What does that mean when a young woman feels invisible, and how should she respond when that happens? How do we typically respond, and how should we respond? Shrinking, shouting, shutting down?
Okay, you find that when they treat you like you're invisible, like nobody notices you're there.
Yeah.
And the immediate response is like, okay, like I'm in a classroom setup, I'm raising my hand, and nobody sees your hand.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, so I don't really count. Let me just keep my hand down.
Yeah.
But then after a while, it's like, no, why should I keep my hand down? I mean, shout, try to do something. Actually, I don't know if I've ever mentioned, my middle name is Simukai, which means stand up.
Mm-hmm.
So in a situation like that, I'll just say, just take up my middle name and stand up.
Yes, yes.
So.
Yeah, it's so easy.
People can see you actually there.
Yes, yes. Because these are the different responses that one might have. Like you're saying, either stand up, shout to make yourself be heard, to force them. They will hear me. Even if they're trying to ignore me, I will be heard. Or other people just end up shutting down, like no one even cares, no one's listening. Another way that I think I have experienced feeling invisible is where, you know, maybe it's in a group setting, or, you know, we're brainstorming ideas, and I share an idea, and then it's kind of dismissed or it's not taken up. But then later on, when the final presentation comes up, it's there, and someone else comes up with the exact same idea, and it's celebrated. And it's like, wait, that's literally what I just said. How is that different from what I just said? Why does it have more value now when it's coming from somebody else versus when I said it, but it's exactly the same idea? So I don't, there's so many different ways that we make people feel invisible. That's why I like that word, talking about the fact that it's not always just about being ignored. Sometimes you're not even being ignored, but you're not understood or you're not validated. The words coming out of your mouth just seem to be going over everybody's head until those exact same words come out of somebody else's mouth. And all of a sudden, they're so wise and profound. And you're thinking, but that's exactly what I said. Yeah, yeah. And what lies would you say you've believed about your own worth because of how other people have treated you, because of those moments where you have felt like you were not heard?
I've believed that I wasn't good enough.
Mm.
Because you see, society kind of like has a box and you need to fit into that box. So if your dimensions are not matching the dimensions of the box, then it's like, you're not good enough. You don't have value.
Yeah. Mm. And we hold on to those ideas, eh?
Yes, unfortunately. If it keeps recurring,
yeah,
you end up just thinking, okay, yeah, maybe I'm not,
I guess it is,
I don't have that worth.
Yeah, yeah. And we start to internalize those in such a way that now we don't need other people to make us feel invisible. We are doing it for ourselves because we have adopted that mindset and we have believed it for ourselves. So now we ourselves make ourselves invisible. The other people don't even have to do it for us.
Yeah, so we have the key.
Sure. Wow, wow. How does knowing that God sees you change the way that you see yourself?
I've heard people say that knowledge is power.
Mm-hmm.
And just simply knowing that God loves me, created me, and he places so much value on me to even go on the cross because of me.
Mm.
I think that is like good enough to just remind you in every situation that it's not about what other people who are creatures think about you, but what is your creator saying? So the way that I see it, it's like, okay, shift your focus.
Mm-hmm.
This is what everybody else doesn't see. But there is a God who actually loves you, who sees you, who places value on you. So it's like, okay, that's where we're going to focus.
Yeah, yeah. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. If we would keep our focus on that, on the knowledge that God sees us, even if nobody else sees us, God sees us. And the most important member of the audience anyway, to know that God himself sees us and values us and cares about us.
Yes.
And what would you say it would look like to show up fully, even when others don't seem to notice?
It's just taking that step when people are not expecting you to. And I actually love the story of this woman in Mark chapter 5.
Okay.
She's a no-name woman. They name her with her problem, you know? She's a woman with an issue of blood for 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we see her just defying the odds. I mean, with her condition, she wasn't supposed to be showing up. But she's heard about this Jesus who changes people's lives. And she says, I'm just going to take a stand and do this.
Yeah.
And so I love the way how she just pushes through the crowd. This is like pushing through preconceived opinions about us, the negativity and everything else. And she reaches Jesus and she actually touches the hem of his garment and things just happen. And I like the way, you know, Mark addresses her as the woman. She doesn't have a name.
Mm.
But Jesus is like, who touched me? Like, wait a minute. Yeah. No. There's someone who stepped onto the stage that needs to be affirmed, that needs to be recognized.
Wow.
And who touched me? And when she steps up, do you notice that Jesus publicly affirms her? And he doesn't call her woman. He says daughter.
Wow.
And he commends her faith, you know? Wow. So in other words, when you're saying daughter, he's like, you got a birth certificate. You have an identity.
Sure.
And now entitled to all the privileges of being a daughter. So it's like, okay. Wow.
Wow. Wow. That's a beautiful story. That's a beautiful way to look at it as well. That this was clearly a woman who had been feeling invisible for the longest time, who was now almost identified with her ailment and being put away because of that ailment, because of the culture of that day and what they believed about, you know, that issue of blood. And she was not supposed to be there. but somehow she managed to get through that crowd. The fact that she was able to get through the crowd unnoticed is testament to the fact that she was practically invisible to everybody, that only Jesus was the one to notice. Out of all the hands touching him, out of all the jostling and the pushing, he was able to identify her touch. She was not invisible to him. That is amazing.
That's beautiful. I think she really shows up fully in this passage.
Yes. That's incredible. Wow. So as we're closing, are there any words that you'd like to share with that young woman out there who is feeling invisible? Earlier on, I was talking about how there's this idea about middle children, for example, who, you know, there's this responsibility and respect placed on the firstborn. The lastborn is often the baby, is the baby of the family, and everybody's trying to take care of him or her. But that one in the middle is kind of lost. There's this generalization that the kids in the middle tend to be lost. And so you might have that young woman out there who's a middle child, or you might have that young woman who is in a very competitive environment where everybody else has this loud or boisterous personality, and she's just not that person and is feeling like she's ignored, feeling invisible, feeling unseen, or someone who feels dismissed when she shares her feelings or her thoughts, her ideas. What words would you share to encourage that person to, first of all, let her be affirmed in the knowledge that God recognizes her, and also how she can show up in this world and take her space to show up in this world and be heard, whether they try to shut her down or not?
So I'm actually a middle child.
Okay.
And I just want to say that your attitude determines your altitude.
Mm.
So just pick a positive attitude to this, that technology is power. So the fact that we have a God who created the universe, who loves us, who sees us, who recognizes us, is all we need to know. So just keep your chin up, knowing that you are a child of God. And it's all that matters, and it's all we need to know.
Mm. Powerful, powerful. Cynthia, thank you so much for your time. We always appreciate you when you come through, and I look forward to chatting with you again soon. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you for having me. Stay blessed.
Thank you.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.